The pre-game interview.
For Metricon, lucky enough to be joined by Cats footy boss Andrew Mackie. Mac, Kingy, Benny Cass and Troy Selwood talking to you. It's been a fairly hectic 30 hours for your football club. Can you first, for our listeners, please give us an update on Stephen King?
Yeah, g'day guys, how are you? Kingy's doing well, really well. He's obviously out of hospital, went there yesterday about lunchtime and got the full bill of health, so that's really pleasing for him and everyone. And obviously he's got four young kids and Danielle, wife, so really pleasing. He's pretty much just burnt the candle a bit, the big fella. He worked pretty hard yesterday morning before doing any of his meetings, and fresh off the flight from Perth, and a bit of heat room, a bit of altitude room, and should have probably had more breakfast in between. But glad he's okay and he's at home resting up today, and no doubt he'll be fully invested as to what's going on.
Yep. Not as serious in the end as Dr. Jeff Allen all those years ago, but did those memories come flooding back for you?
They did, yeah. It's funny you said that, because I actually said that to Steve Hocking in the corridor not long after it. I remember that at Footy Park, and Joffa actually texted not long after when the word got out about Kingy. So it's amazing the amount of good people around that actually reach in moments like that. And it is times like that, when things do happen, that you've got a footy club that really supports one another. And, Troy would be able to tell you, Vic Fuller was the same sort of thing. And footy clubs, like I say, the amount of people that gather around each other is amazing. So, no, it was great to hear from a lot of people and send their love and care for Kingy. But for everyone listening, he's doing really well.
Right, a little bit of a shuffle in the coach's box. Can you just talk us through how that will look without Kingy controlling the midfield?
Yeah, so Mark Corrigan will come and do a bit of the midfield stuff, and he'll work closely with Nigel Appin, which they do a lot of stuff together anyway, the way we're structured up in our VFL and academy program. So good opportunity for Harry. And Sean Higgins does a lot of work with Kingy on match day anyway. He sits on the bench and sort of that the comms piece through from the coach's box to the players. So he'll ramp that up and spend a fair bit of time with the mids, and Mark and Nigel will liaise with him, and we'll just get the job done. But for most part, like even Kingy even took the line meeting yesterday morning, the players are really clear on what it looks like. There's some machinations as it works out within the game, but for most part the players just know how to play, and we've got some experienced players in there that know what they've got to do.
You know Geelong better than others. Text message whispers can run rife through our little town sometimes. A lot of talk about COVID impacting the group. Can you just give us some clarity around if they're... Obviously, Max Holmes trained away from the group, but is it as serious as maybe what's been put on your desk and come across your phone in the last 12 hours?
No, it's not. No, those things this time of year grow legs. There's always little bits and pieces that we've got to be aware of, and I could imagine if you're floating through the club cafe at certain times this week, you might have seen some players with masks on, but it's a risk mitigation thing that we really try and protect the health of our players. So that's what it is, and I think we're living in that world a bit, and you just ramp everything up this time of year a bit more. It's they're high stakes, and you do all you can to give yourselves the best chance of winning.
Before I throw you to Benny, we just had the team drop. I'm just opening the file right now to have a quick look.
I can tell you, I reckon.
No late changes, and that Mitch Duncan will be your sub this afternoon?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, great for Oisin Mullen to come in and have a real crack at it. Did a great job when he came on over in Adelaide. So that's exciting for him, and no doubt Mitch will give a wise head when he's needed. Hopefully it's not too early. Yeah, really confident with what we've selected and can get the job done.
Andrew, it's Ben Castanelia. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. We'll expect to see that invoice. You've been on a bit this year, but thanks a lot for your time. Congratulations on the year to date. Just want to, obviously it would have been, each match committee, there's plenty of vigorous debate, I'm sure. Cat fans, the talk was no Sam DeConing. Brisbane obviously running with a couple of 204 centimetre forwards in Danaher and Hipwood. Just talk us through the rationale in terms of leaving Sam out and perhaps going with a slightly smaller defence.
Just the players are in form back there. They've done a really good job for us. Jack Henry's doing really found his form back after the year. Mark Blitzarves has moved back. We've spent a bit of time as an inside mid, wing, ruck. Done a bit of everything, but sort of the last few weeks has found his way back there, and once again doing a really good job. And DeConing's spent a fair bit of time in the ruck for us. Obviously he's got that ability to go behind the ball, and to be honest, line ball, but we've as a team been getting the job done, and not through anything Sam hasn't done. It's just that lack of preparation probably meant the door was ajar for other people, and Unfortunately, he's just not back in the team. But yeah, he's a big part of what we are, and who knows what happens in the near future. And you know, it's very clear that what it looks like from the years beyond.
When you're scouting the Lions, what's maybe, give our listeners, what's one stat you'd like to win tonight, and you think it might be, you know, part of a key to getting a victory?
Oh, for us, I think if we can really get the ball going our way, set up behind it, you know, no different to a lot of games for us. Forward half, get some entries. We'll pose a few problems for their backs if we get it going our way, and that's what we want. But, yeah, probably around the contest, around the shape of the ground, what that looks like. And there's lots that can play out there with, you know, where Zorko setting up behind the footy and what's that look like. They're sort of a tale of two halves, obviously, on the scoreboard last week, but even the way they played a bit. So our guys have scouted them really well. We're really prepared, and probably around the footy is the ultimate thing we'd like to get right tonight.
For Metricon, Australia's number one builder, 8 years strong, speaking with Cats footy boss Andrew Mackey, is Troy Selwood on KROQ Football.
Mac, this time of year always brings a bit of heartbreak, and no doubt the conversations this week with Tui, DeConning, Hawkins and Guthrie weren't easy. Can you help us, take us into how exactly they get managed, and do you have a part to play in that?
Yeah, Troy, you're right. It is that time of year where it's so exciting for, you know, the whole club in general, supporter base and a lot of people involved. But for a few, in particular those guys, yeah, it's not easy. And, you know, you could probably stretch it out a few more that would love to be playing, that have played a lot of reserves games for us this year. Yeah, I do play a role in it. Yeah, Scotty and I really work through that together. And for most part, yeah, it is the coaches that need to own a lot of that stuff to the player and almost talk through, not so much the why, but, you know, a little bit of that. It's at times there's reasons for it that players need to hear. So, yeah, between us, we all lean into that. It's not easy. But the good thing is the attitude of those guys collectively and individually has been amazing. And so a lot of people do feed off that. And as hard as it is for those guys in the moment, they're ultra professional, and we've seen that in the last week or two. And who knows what can happen, like I said to about Sam just before.
And mate, this week in particular, there's always conversations around the pre-finals bye and whether it really does give advantage to top four teams that win the qualifying final. Like, I know the boys are fresh, but it's one game in 28 days in the lead up to tonight. Is that ideal?
Time will tell. If you ask that about 8 o'clock tonight, I'll let you know. But hopefully, it just means we are fresh and running on top of the ground, like the Swans were last night. Who knows? I'd like to think we're really well prepared. The guys, meant we could physically get a few right, meant that we were able to get the loads where we needed them for a few. And hopefully we're just up for the contest early, mate. It's hard to tell, but obviously going into the game, we're all feeling amazing. So hopefully we're the same in a few hours.
Mac, the AFL always seem to make big announcements in a week where you've got a bit going on. I don't know, have you digested the soft cap increases that the AFL released during the week, and what have you made of those figures that you'll get to play with over the next 3 years?
I haven't had a real deep dive, to be honest. It just hasn't been the week for that. Enough. It hasn't been early when it's come. Yeah, we're sort of working out a lot of the staff stuff from a fair way out, to be honest. So, it's pleasing that they are putting a bit more into the soft cap for everyone involved in the footy department. So we're really respectful of that and thankful. Now it's time to spend it wisely.
Absolutely. Just back on Stephen King, and obviously health-wise is a priority, but with these Eagles situation, are you aware of a timeline that they've given him in terms of when they'll make an announcement and a decision around their coaching future?
No, that hasn't came through to me. So, I think they had another one yesterday off the back, a couple of the day before, and then BNF, and then another one yesterday, so not sure where all that fits, but yeah, Stephen's a very worthy candidate, and no surprise that he did get the phone call to get over there and present to them, and he would have done a great job. He's got a lot going for him, and you know, he's been a great addition to our group.
Matt, can I ask you just of the sort of what you would classify as the inexperienced players playing tonight for the Cats, who's one that surprised you a little bit as this year's unfolded?
I'll probably Mullen as much as anything. I mean, it's just one of those stories. Troy could tell you a lot about it. Those Irish guys that come over and don't even know, you know, the country that well, the ball. Obviously, they play a game similar-ish. But just to come over and pick up, you know, the game style, versatile player, can play a running with role. Hopefully, he can add a bit of, you know, that running carry to his game. Hopefully, we see it tonight. But they're just really good stories, those. You know, I know people are sort of talking about him now because here we are in a prelim he's playing. But behind the scenes, yeah, there's a lot of work that goes into those guys. So it's a credit to him and a credit to everyone involved.
Before we let you go, Mac, anybody that we're going to hear about putting pen to paper, or is all that sort of stuff for those guys that haven't got contracts for next year going to play out post whenever your season finishes?
Yeah, probably post, but yeah, there's a lot in a good spot, and I look forward to you, Kingy.
I look forward to taking that phone call, Mac. I appreciate your time. I know it's been a tough 30 hours for the club since Stephen's medical episode, but please pass on our regards from everybody at K-Rock Football. He's obviously been good to us over the best part of 30 years since he became a player at the club, so if you could pass that on for us, that would be much appreciated, and we wish you the very best of luck this afternoon / evening.
I will do. Thanks, guys. Have a good call.
Thanks, good work, Andrew Mackey joining us on K-Rock Football, Australia's number one builder, 8 years strong. That's Metricon. See their 5 displays across Geelong today, including at Armstrong Estate, Mount Duneed, Banksy Estate, Armstrong Creek, Jen Finesford, and the Sanctuary Springs Estate in Leopold. Start building in just 16 weeks, Benny, with Metricon. Contact Metricon today. Check out metricon.com.au.
The pre-game interview.